You're watching Press TV Top 5. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, Iran's president has criticized the U.S. for not fully living up to the terms of the last July's nuclear deal between Tehran and the P5 plus one group of countries.
اگر آمریکایی‌ها با حسن نیت و دقیق برجام رو
If the U.S. had fully implemented the JCPOA and blocked efforts to torpedo or slow its implementation, we could have even trusted them and started negotiations over other issues which could benefit the U.S., Iran, the region, and everyone. Unfortunately, they failed to fully abide by their commitments under the nuclear agreement.
Well, speaking on Iranian TV, President Hassan Rouhani also slammed the U.S. Congress and some countries in the Middle East for trying to hamper the implementation of the nuclear accord. Rouhani further referred to the recent remarks by the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, during which Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei also lashed out at Washington for failing to fulfill its commitments under the agreement. The Iranian president, however, defended the nuclear accord, saying it had positive impacts on some economic sectors. Last month, the United Nations chief Ban Ki-moon also renewed Iran's criticism of the West's failure to fully comply with the implementation of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Joining us via Skype from Washington is James Jatras. He's a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jatras. Now, do you see it this way as well, that the U.S. is, in fact, in violation of its side of the JCPOA?
I'm not in a position to say whether or not we're in violation of it or not. I will say this is going to be a very rough road from both sides. And I think it's important that President Rouhani has said that he's not walking away from the agreement, that it has produced some positive benefits. But let's be honest, there's a lot of opposition to the agreement here in the United States, and people in the Congress and in other sectors are going to do everything they can to throw roadblocks into American implementation of the agreement in the hopes that it will collapse. We see this, for example, in the effort to block the sale of the Boeings to Iran. So this is going to be a long haul, and there are going to be a lot of shortcomings in this as the process moves forward.
Well, Mr. Jatras, then is the U.S. a reliable partner for negotiations?
In general, I would say no. I would say that we have an unfortunate history of being very one-sided in our interpretation of agreements and acting that we're not dealing with equals on the other side of a negotiating table, but rather dealing with a kind of a master and servant kind of relationship. That maybe works with countries like our so-called allies in Europe that are completely under our thumb, but it does not work very well with countries that we don't control.
And before I let you go, there has also been that criticism of the U.S. that not only is it not complying with its side of the JCPOA, but it's also discouraging other parties to not fulfill their obligations. Now, do you think that there will be a point where European leaders of the P5 plus one, that is, are going to take a stance where they will have to decide whether they're going to buckle into U.S. pressure or look out for their own interests?
I think we're moving toward the Europeans looking out more for their own interests on a number of fronts, not just with regard to Iran, but, for example, with regard to Russia and sanctions and things of this sort, our Syria policy. The fact of the matter is, getting back to Iran, is that the entire agreement rested on a global consensus, not only the Americans, but the Russians, the Chinese, and others, on a sanctions regime against Iran. And that genie is out of the bottle. We're not going back to that again. So it's not clear what the opponents of the agreement hope to achieve by throwing sand in the gears. It's one thing to try to police an agreement and try to make it work, maybe revise it at some point in the future, but to simply engineer its collapse, in my mind, is irresponsible.
Okay, that's James Jatras. He's a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst joining us via Skype from Washington. Mr. Jatras, it's always good to have you with us here on Press TV.